ministry of Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. Our vision, bringing people into the full realization of their potential in God, and our mission, building a community of believers whose lifestyle positively influences change in the society. Welcome to Lighthouse. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregun, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org.
Isaiah 42 verse 6, when God wants to change our lives, the first thing he does is to send his word to us. So that word is Jesus. So you receive salvation. But beyond that, and the Bible says there are certain things that accompany salvation. He said, I, the Lord, have called you to be in right standing with me. That's what righteousness means, right standing with God. He said, and I will hold your hand. So you are not an abandoned project. God is committed to finish his work in our hands. He said, I will keep you, preservation. And then I will give you as a covenant. You are the signet of God. You are the representation of God. You are the ambassador of Christ. Like we said in the last few weeks, we are not just Sunday to Sunday or Wednesday to Sunday kind of people. We are not in this because we were born in Christian home per se. We are in this because we have a covenant relationship with God. He said, I will give you as a covenant to the people. I will make you a sign. I will make you a lighthouse to the nations. So if we read from Message Translation, if you don't mind, please. It said, I am God. I am God. That's end of discussion. I have called you to live right. And then to live well. It said, I have taken responsibility for you. I have, or I'm committed to keeping you safe. So you can't go down by coronavirus. Even though we're taking the precaution, but the truth is that for the safety, for the health of all, but you can't go down by it. Because he said, I have kept you safe. Before coronavirus, there is God. Or there was God. Or there is God. After coronavirus, there is still going to be God. Psalm 90, I think verse 2 says, from everlasting to everlasting is God. He said, I have kept you safe. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you. Let's go back to Isaiah 42. Thank you. He said, I, the Lord... In the Message, please. Isaiah 42, 6. Yes, thank you. He said, I have set you among my people to bind them to me. And I provided you as a lighthouse to the nations. You know, the physical lighthouse we said last week form a fixed reference point to avoid collision with potential hazard objects in navigation. So the lighthouse gives direction, gives instruction for sailors on the sea so that they won't collide with any object. It's the same thing with the spiritual lighthouse, which you and I are. The Bible refers to us as we are God's temple. In another place, it says we are the habitation of God by His Spirit. So your life, my life, technically as a lighthouse, to the people around us, to the nations, we are His house of joy. We are His house of hope. We are his house of peace. So nations there stands for ethnos, people you have things in common with. So when you stand, you are standing as a light. Where there is hopelessness, you give hope. So we are technically a house of healing, a house of health, a house of restoration, a house of new beginnings, a house of all-round fulfillment, and a marketplace revival. Someone asked a question. Do we say that we have it all together? Maybe not yet. Maybe for some people they do. But you know, what I have found out about God is that even in your struggle, God can use you. Even in that brokenness, your life is still an inspiration to someone. Even in what you regard as disappointment, you know why I know that? Romans 8:28 is still in the Bible. It said, all things, for we know. What do we know, Paul? Saying to us today, all things, not some things. All things work together for good to those who love God. Covenant relationship. And then to those who are called according to his purpose. 1 Peter 2:9 is still in the Bible. He said, we are a chosen generation. We are a royal priesthood. We are a holy nation. We are his own special people. How? What is the responsibility? That we may proclaim the praises of him who has called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. Colossians 1:12 also talked about that. We've been called out. We are no more in darkness. They're giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us. A lot of the time, maybe none of us feel qualified in that sense, but God has qualified us. We are who he said. He said we are his ambassadors. We are the lighthouse. And so he has qualified us among the saints in the light. What is our responsibility? To be a compass, to be a guide, to guide people to their destinations, to be the living epistle known and read of all men. No matter how dark the world may be, to be the light, to be the voice of justice, to be the help to the helpless, to be the one who brings hope in the midst of despair. I've had a couple of my friends say to me, we don't even know why you are praying for Nigeria. There is no hope for Nigeria. I said, hold it. Pack. Hold it. Those who know that. There is hope for this nation. The Bible says, though the fig may rotten, and then the roots, everything is gone. He said, but at the scent of water, that's what Job said. At the scent of water. And I believe God that in my lifetime, in your lifetime, we will see the goodness of God and the land of the living. I know there are many theories. I'm also privy to those theories. I mean, there are many messages on the social media. I'm also privy to it. But I know if it's in the counsel and the will of God, which I believe it is, this nation will still be together. Out of the ashes, out of these rooms, will come the beauty of our God. He said, arise, shine, Nigeria, for your light has come. The glory of God is risen over you. Darkness may have covered the heart, gross darkness, the people, but the Lord will arise over you, Nigeria, and his glory shall be seen in you. And nations shall come to the brightness of your rising. That's the prophecy in Isaiah 60, verses 1 and 2. And I believe that we will see that goodness in this nation in Jesus' name. So why are you so sure? Because God is not a man that he should lie. Neither the son of man that he should repent. If he has said it, he's committed to it. I'm sure that what we are experiencing, there was a time in Israel that it's exactly the same position. He said that there was breaking in their street. There was violence. And that prophecy came. He said, violence and destruction shall no more be had. And you know, when God is about to change our society, change a nation, what is done is he first sends his word. And then he raises his people. He raises his people to become the salt and the light which we have. And we've agreed. It's not the quantity of the soup, of the salt, that determines. I mean, if we are cooking for the whole Lagos, we are not going to put equivalent of the salt that covers the whole expanse of Lagos into that meal. None of us will be able to. Maybe just a pinch, maybe a quantity. By the time we do that, so it doesn't mean that the whole Lagos, we come to this realization. But pocket, I'm happy to inform you, pockets of people, not just here, in places, they know that God has an agenda for this nation, but there must be people who will stand aligned into that agenda. So, and that's why we are the lighthouse to the nation, a light to shine for the people. And last week, we were talking about what we regard as the lighthouse creed. So who is a lighthouse? You and I. Who is a lighthouse? You and I. We are like a city set upon the hill. We cannot be hidden. Matthew 5. We read it last week. Verses 13 to 16. Let me tell you why you are here. That's what message says. It says, in case you don't know, let me tell you. You are the salt of the heart. You are here as a salt seasoning that brings out God flavor. There is hopelessness, but we are here to bring God's flavor out of this heart. We are here to shine the light. We are here as a reference point. And we said that the creed that rules the life of that person, that man, that woman, that child, are seven things. Number one, they possess character. They do what they say, and they say what they do. They do what they say. Secondly, they are compassionate people. When they see a need, they take the lead to fill it. They're compassionate people. Thirdly, they are compliant people. Their spirit, soul, and body are in alignment with God's agenda. I don't need Buhari to obey the traffic light. I don't need Buhari to pay my personal tax or company tax. I don't have to argue that they, after all, they will embezzle the money, so let me retain it. That's not, I'm compliant. I'm a citizen of Nigeria. When it's time for us to vote, I will campaign. You have to vote. Otherwise, stop complaining. If you run a business, I don't have to tell you, I'm telling you up front. Hey, get people to audit your account and then pay your tax. I believe a time is coming in our nation that when people see such money, they won't be able to steal it. And it's not too long from now. When I am compliant, that's a lighthouse. Sometimes I am compliant because I see it happening. In the night when we are coming home or when I'm going home, sometimes there is a long route on my route for you to make a turn. But there are places where people are broken. That's why if you see around Lagos now, all those medians, they are trying to put them back. And then people will make a U-turn and cause traffic on either side. You should be compliant. I don't need LASMA to stop at red light. We all have, that's the Holy Spirit, we have the internal regulator. You know when people get into trouble and hey, someone was telling me that I should not do it. Or something was telling me. A lighthouse is compliant. Then the next one, I am competent. I am competent. As a lighthouse, I know my onions. I consistently equip myself with knowledge, skill, and expertise. I prepare myself for opportunities. I'm skillful in what I do. I'm not detached from my career. You know, some people are just, ogota, ogota, owala, rupe. Some people's focus is just the salary. No, I'm competent. One of us here once, at that season, they wanted him to take a role in his office. It was a long time. We were at the other side. And that day, he just asked me, how do I feel about this? How do I feel about it? I said, it's good if you know that you're going to make that impact. He said, but there is a caveat. He said, the way they run and operate, he said, I don't think I can survive. So, and after some time, he prayed and he said he felt that he doesn't have to take on that role. So he did not take on the role for years. But the way he was working, it was as if he was the one occupying that role. And now came a Pharaoh that does not know Joseph. As we speak, he occupies that role in that office with dignity, with honor, with power. Praise God. But he's competent. What am I saying? He's competent to occupy the role. And that's a lighthouse. We keep improving ourselves. We keep equipping ourselves. Please, if you know where I can do masters in psychology, let me know. I need to do another course. I need to understand human beings better. I need to know, because I'm already thinking, with the way we are running as a society, this country, this society, in 5 years' time, 10 years' time, we will see we know if we are not able to manage people. Praise God. As I praise the Lord. So, I'm competent. Then the next one, I'm creative. I display novelty. I do. As a craftsperson, I display novelty. If I'm into furniture, I don't make a chair four-legged. It's three that is touching ground and I'm speaking in tongues. That the clients should not complain. No. In fact, if you are serving me, that's the first thing I see. Okay? This thing is not touching ground. And you know what you hear most common around us? A manager. I'm not going to manage it. And then what you hear as a common saying around us, kilo shema, you know? No. We agreed. This is the description of value. This is the amount that is attached to that value. Don't speak in tongues for me. I am creative. I think ahead. That's a lighthouse. You know the reason why I'm taking time to also explain it? I mean, as a lighthouse, if you need to take courses, do. If you need to keep improving yourself, keep improving yourself. Not because there is a ready-made opportunity now, but you are preparing yourself. You are developing capacity to handle responsibilities. The Bible says, Jesus, our master, he said, in that day, he said, I will give you a mouth and a wisdom which even the devil himself cannot gainsay. You know, that's what happened to Joseph. He preferred the solution just like any other thing. He said, well, if you want to do this, this is who you should look for. These are the criteria, job description, and all that. And then Pharaoh said, so where are you going? Where can we find such a man in whom the spirit of the, because Pharaoh doesn't know the living God. He said, in whom the spirit of the gods hint, because there was just something extraordinary about the personality of Joseph when he came to that gift of administration. The next one is that I'm courageous. I respond to fear with faith. I respond to impossibility with possibilities. I know so well by reason of my covenant with God that Luke 1:37 is still in the Bible. With God, nothing shall be impossible. I know so well by reason of my covenant relationship with God, Luke 1:45 is still there. For there shall be a performance. A performance. The Bible says God is good. So, as a lighthouse, good must come out. Because I'm like a tree planted by the stream of water. I bring forth my fruit in due season. My leaves does not wither. Whatsoever I do prospers. Business don't die in my hand. I am courageous. I am. And then lastly, I am collaborative. I am sensitive and receptive to relationships. In the first service, I was just encouraged. Everything in life is summed up in the word relationship. Everything. Whether it's between a mentor and a mentee, an employer of labor and the one who is employed, a man dating a woman, a husband and a wife, a community people, everything. And then with all the things that you have as qualification, if they are doing a bid and somebody just say, oh, I know this company, they don't keep their words. No, even if you are the one who outlasts everybody, you will lose that bid. Life is about relationship. Life is about, I don't know if you also understand, people of God, you can't probably, in most cases now, as you journey forward, you can't have 100% anymore. So being sensitive to it. 2% of some certain businesses, you are just okay, Abby. 2% of a oil block, how are you doing? Huh? Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. You don't have to be there. You're still doing your day-to-day runs. But 2% is kicking somewhere. So, I am collaborative. And even in life, it's in. So, you see a shirt, somebody made the belt button. Somebody provided the thread. Someone does the collar. That's it. And please, for the continent of Africa, because we need to redefine world, we need to redefine standards for our people, we must do it. Even in ministry, we have come. Team ministry is the key to end time harvest. So the lighthouse, the word of God spoken to you every week must be spoken through you. The word of God spoken to you every week. And these days is every day. You see it on TV. You see it on Instagram. You see that same word must be spoken through you. The faith life, this our faith life, prepares us for what to expect in life. You know, in Acts 4:33, the Bible says concerning the disciple, he said, great grace. They said they bear witness to the power. The word power there means dunamis. And with great power, the apostles gave witness. So the lighthouse, we give witness in the society. That word means miraculous. That word power. It means miraculous. It means supernatural ability. It means developing inner strength to withstand difficulties in life. I saw a picture this week and it really captivated my heart. It's the mother ego. If you study it, how does the mother ego helps the younger ego to fly? So the mother ego takes care of the child or daughter ego for a long time. So it goes out because it's the highest place in the rock. That's where he keeps his young. So he goes out, fly, go and bring fish from the sea and all that, so to feed. So there comes a time where the mother eagle feels that this child has done. So he takes the child first for a ride. So the picture that was sent to me, the baby eagle was, the mother eagle was that, covers everywhere. The mother eagle in our case is Jesus, the light of the world. So he puts that baby eagle and then, you know, he flies like that for a period of time. And then he begins to just sleep. So the baby eagle will flap. And then sometimes it drops from a height. And then as it's about to hit the ground, the mother eagle just comes, picks it up. That's flying class 101. And then he goes down and then until then he carries it with that. He claws his back so he can pick things, you know, the eagle has power of vision. He can pick, he sees the fishes and all that. So he can go pick object. And of course, one of the, they said there is a particular species of snake who always like to flirt. So he just pick it. And you know, snakes, when they reach certain height, they lose breath and all that. So it's there's American condor too, birds, who like to fly in competition with the eagle. So what the eagle does, he just wait until evening. Eagle is the only bird who can fly right straight into the sun. American condor, by the time they are flying, they are blinded by the sun and all that. So the eagle, we belong to that tribe. We see possibilities. We see, when people see difficulty, we see. Because why? We are of good character. We are compassionate. We are compliant. We are competent. We are creative. We are courageous. And then we are collaborative. You know, there's something the mother eagle does for the younger one. Train to fly. Train to pick food. Train to be sufficient. And so that leads me to the subject that as a lighthouse, we are disciples. Disciple in the image of our mother eagle. So the word of God spoken to us must begin to find expression. How does a lighthouse stand in the midst of this perverse and crooked generation? It's discipleship. Our focus on our master. It's a looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Who for the joy. So there was a joy of glory, a joy of eternal glory. Hebrews 12, 1 to 2, in case you want to study that when you get home. So discipleship begins before someone comes to Christ. So someone see your life and say, there's something different about this person. And then begins to get closer, begin to ask you questions. Before they eventually. So a lighthouse is there as a reference point. So it begins before someone comes to Christ. This is the biblical model that works. That's why I don't believe in the mindset that says your faith is inside your heart. You can do whatever you like. It doesn't matter. You still have your faith. You have your faith, but you are just selfish with your faith. Your faith must shine. Some people may not read the physical Bible. Some people may not enter a church like this. That's why most of the testimonials that you had last week, it's biblical model. People will always come to Christ through the influence of someone who has a relationship with Christ. That was how Jesus raised his disciple. Come and see you, someone who has told me all I have done. And they came to see. Then that person was imparted. He went and called his brother. In fact, is one person called somebody, is there, can anything good? Some of our testimony, personal testimony are like that. I remember the first time one of my classmates heard me preach. He said, Ayo. I don't know whether he heard the message. But it was just, because I think what was coming up in his mind is the ayo. So after the service, I just have to tell him, that ayo that you know is dead. Because it is written, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. All things are passed away. All things have become new. All things are of God who has made us. So some people will see their life as a witness for us before they make the decision. So God is drawing people to himself daily. It is the lifestyle of believers in Christ that people see, that they now learn to put their trust in Jesus as their Savior. Can you see? Jesus stands three roles for us. First is our Savior. And then secondly, he becomes our Lord. And then thirdly, he becomes our King. So a lot of people who don't share our faith, for example, at the moment, we see the lifestyle of the lighthouse, of the people who profess Christianity. So that lifestyle is what draws them. And then they embrace Jesus as their Savior, and he becomes their Lord, and then he's the King of our life. So discipleship is a lifetime model. Please, and I want to say this in the light of the next two slides. You know, before now, we have to just look at this. How do we empower this lighthouse? And we realize that discipleship is a lifetime experience. You don't graduate from a discipleship school until you see your master face to face. You see him as he is. So we have redesigned our discipleship model to empower every lighthouse which you and I behold. So we have changed it to Believers Foundation class, which is basically designed for new converts who just accepted Jesus or received Jesus as their Lord and Savior, or those who just rededicated their lives to Christ. So topics like the totality of salvation, the new creation, the Word of God, the Holy Spirit, baptism, conversation with God, the principle of faith will be taught at the Believers Foundation class. Basically, that is for those who are coming into the faith. But for you and I, who are probably seated, and then, sorry, if you have not done this foundation, not necessarily here, even outside. And you know, some people just came to church and they just fit in. They understand the Christianese languages. They know where to shout hallelujah. They know where to pause. They know where to say halle. And then they know where to say lu. And they know where to say yeah. So, I mean, they just fit in into church. Hey, the Bible talks about something in Psalm 11:3. If the foundation be destroyed, there's nothing the righteous can do. So there is need for you to understand the basic things. I understand that if anyone have an accident and they hit their head and they forget, they lose their memory. One of the things the therapy do initially is to start the Muslim alphabet again. A, B, C, that you and I take for granted. So the foundation is critical. So Believers Foundation classes, it is. And then for you and I who have already uncles and aunties of God, the Believers Growth Academy is now designed for us. It's a lifetime. It's an ongoing. So we do topics like the Word of God, the Believer's Prayer Life, fellowship with the Holy Spirit, hearing from God, sharing your faith, the purpose of man, everyday life of the believer, spirit control temperament, the local church, understanding kingdom stewardship, understanding church ministry, understanding your ministry gift, living as salt and light, maintain moving faith, biblical prosperity, kingdom partnership, supernatural healing and health, victorious Christian living, life after death, the second coming of Christ. It's coming, you know. How many of us know that it's coming? In case you don't know, by the time we get to all those classes, we don't. And so we made it very easy. These classes will be holding online because that's where technology has gone. Into e-learning has become very crucial to our lives. So we will commence this BGA We commend it on Saturday, the 28th of February. I don't know if you have that line where people can. Okay. So, please, you have to register. All members are encouraged to register. The people in diasporas, they've been asking for this, so you can also register. We do it. Our plan is that later on, as we evolve and as we grow in this topic, they become manuals for the body of Christ. And that somebody, you can just give someone that gift and their life is made. Whether they find themselves in Ukraine or Burkina Faso or Afghanistan, with the things that they have learned, they can start a local church, a local fellowship, where their faith becomes contagious as we walk. So please, that is the link. We need everyone to register. I will register. I will be part of it. And then we will have breaks. It's like a structure. It's a life commitment. So we keep running it. Many topics are already being worked on and all that. It also just accommodates. I only speak for 45 minutes, 1 hour here every Sunday. And then if you are so particular, every Wednesday, maybe another 1 hour. That can sustain you. That's the truth. If that is what I'm feeding on, then I will soon get dried up as a preacher. So, I feed myself. I trust. You can trust me. My wife knows. She's complaining about where books are. And, hey, please, it's not because I'm a preacher. I can do without preaching. And she's nodding her head because she understands it. I want to live in the reality of this. So, Christianity for me is not an addendum. And what you do so that the day I'm feeling form, religion, Christianity. No, it's the life. It's the life. And I can tell you, it's a predictable life. It's not a guesswork. If you meditate on the word day and night and observe to do, you will make your way prosperous and have what? So there must be bad success. I speak less of English. So what's an opposite? Good and bad. But we are the light. We are to shine our light. I pray, because that's my prayer for everyone. Let me end by saying this. If peradventure, you can make that commitment. I have made it. You can also make that commitment. If peradventure, at the end of everything, we suddenly appear at the other side and we realize that there is no God after all, I would not have missed anything the way I have chosen to live. But you know, it will be very dangerous to go with the popular flow. There is no God. Who has been to heaven? Even in hell, fella will be there. Who said? You better not deceive yourself. You don't know what transpired at the point of exit of fella. Don't deceive yourself. You know what the Bible says, in case you don't know? It's very simple. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be what? So your criteria of what salvation is irrelevant. But be sure, by your own self, be sure that you are at peace with your maker. I'm not afraid of death. I keep saying this every time. I am not. It's like the word of Paul. He says, I am caught. Sometimes I'm caught straight in between. When there is too much heat in Nigeria, I've said to myself, what are we even doing here? So I'm caught in between that, whether to depart or to be present. If I depart, there is no bills. Some of you are afraid. Is that what will happen to my wife? She has her own salvation to protect. Do you understand me? It's sentiment. I just lost someone in the course of this last week, and we're burying him. The last moment of his life, it was just so funny. And I'm saying this to you.
You have to prepare yourself for eternity. It's the word of God who can guarantee you that. And once it happened, don't be deceived. There is no, you can't be appearing to people. It's error, it's heresy. But you know that thing that people preach, and that's one of the things we want to have understanding of. But people preach it. You know, spirit, they can take the nature of someone's body, identity. That's why they are called familiar spirits. But once you die, oh my brother, and you appear. And it has nothing to do, because you can't say, oh, Lord, I thought I would be 120. Jesus was 33 and a half. Some people are afraid of death. A believer should not be afraid of death. So just be sure that you are at peace with your maker. So if at the end of the day, we find out that there is no God after all, but like Mama Peshi said, there is God. There is God. There is God. There is God. There is God, though. I said there is God, though. People have argued. Philosophers have argued. Many people have argued. And the present trend is the humanist ideology. There is God. And he rules. That's what the word says. He rules and reigns in the affairs of men. He's not disconnected. He rules and reigns. And then all those arguments, I will argue my case. It doesn't. In fact, you will be overwhelmed by his presence. All those arguments, let me just do good. You know, there are some teaching like that. I do good. So if I do good, do good, do good, do good, do good. Not the soap opera on the TV. Do good, good, good. And then when I die, it's just seven when they mark me. Have you seen? You think that the book of life is like that? They mark me. They say 7/10. They say, okay, because he's good outweighs the bad. So keep him somewhere and let him serve punishment for the three. And then we will now usher him into paradise. You are deceiving yourself. Far, 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 foul. That's why Paul saw it. He said, I am not ashamed. I am not ashamed. This gospel is the power of God unto salvation to everyone who believes. God bless you. Have a lovely week. In Jesus' name.
This message is brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregun, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org. For more,